Once again, this is Jim Fetzer, guest hosting for Daniel. Just delighted to be back with the Power Hour. I was a huge fan of Joyce Riley. I thought she did so much good. Now, I believe in citing evidence. It's indispensable. You need to know where to go to verify any of the claims I'm making here. Don't just take my word for it. So you'll find on the announcement for the show today at the Power Hour website, you have links to everything I'm talking about so far, including the article, What's Wrong with Conspiracy Theories, the report, the bombshell report of the Connecticut government secretly telling healthcare workers to avoid the vaccines, which are deadly, which include, by the way, vaccine checklist document secretly warns healthcare professionals the COVID vaccine may kill them, yet withholds this information from the public. In a third example of what's coming out of the government of Connecticut, the government makes healthcare professionals sign a detailed warning disclaimer that admits the vaccine may kill them. See the full document below. This is Mike Adams on Natural News. I believe the benefits outweigh the risks, and I voluntarily assume full responsibility for any reactions that may result from either my receipt of the immunizations, neither the provisioning mass vaccination center, nor any of the release party shall at any time or to any extent whatsoever be liable, responsible, or in any way accountable for any loss, injury, death, or damage suffered or sustained by any person at any time in connection with or as a result of this vaccine program or the administration of the vaccine described above. The same document warns healthcare professionals that the risks of anaphylactic reactions are so high that medical treatment for severe allergic reactions must be made available at all mass vaccination centers. In addition, the document reveals known adverse reactions from COVID-19 vaccines, explaining they include feelings of impending doom, loss of consciousness, disorientation, confusion, weakness, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting, flickering lights, tunnel vision, changes in hearing, loss in hearing, and, of course, not mentioned specifically death. I mean, why would anyone think the benefits of this vaccine are going to outweigh the risks? And in fact, that's one of the major problems with these vaccination programs worldwide. They are not explaining to those who are being offered the opportunity for a vaccination the risks that are associated. That is a violation of the Nuremberg Code, which was adopted by the International Committee in the wake of the discovery of World War II experiments by Dr. Joseph Mengele on prisoners, which was involuntary, where they had no idea what was going on, how they were being treated, very like the Tuskegee experiments of black prisoners in Alabama who were being subjected to studies about the course of syphilis. They thought they were being treated. They were not. They were merely test subjects. Just as now appears to be the case that we, the American people, and indeed the population of the entire world, are test subjects for these vaccines, which killed the animals during the animal studies. Think about it. And the government and the mainstream media don't want you to know. They don't want you to think about it. They don't want you to hear the other side. I mean, one physician after another has been knocked off and censored for seeking to bring the truth to the American people. You need to do the research. Get on. Look for studies of the damage done by these COVID vaccines. Go to my BitChute site. BitChute, I have a channel. BitChute channel, Jim Fetzer, and you'll find lots and lots of studies. You'll find many of those I'm citing here, presentations right there at your fingertips. You'll find the studies I've been doing on a daily basis where I present the stories and two other commentators give critiques and discussion between the three of us, need to know. We are addressing the issues you need to know. Go there. Go to the BitChute channel, Jim Fetzer BitChute channel, and just start working backward. Or look at, scan through all the presentations. Some are extremely popular because they're so positive and informative. I believe one by Sherry Tenpenny is the most viewed. Now, the question becomes, what is this all about? It appears there's a small group, and it might be, oh, I don't know, 600 to 1,000 of the most powerful elites in the world who really want to control and dominate planet Earth, and they have embarked upon a massive depopulation program. They have designated their agenda the Great Reset, the Great Reset. So bear that phrase in mind. Do research on the Great Reset. You'll discover it's a program coming out of the World Economic Forum with which the world's biggest corporations and wealthiest individuals are affiliated. They're convinced that Earth's population is got to be dramatically decreased. I mean, on a stunning basis. There's even in the Georgia Guidestones, of whom no doubt you have all heard, there's a declaration that the population of the Earth should be 500 million. 500 million. Well, think about it. Earth's population today is around 8 billion. 8 billion. 8 billion minus 500 million is 7.5 billion. That means in order to attain their desired goal of an Earth with a population of only a half a billion, they have to rid Earth of 7.5 billion. We even have projections right here in the United States from Deagle.com. Deagle.com. Not associated with Bill Deagle, a physician, a wonderful guy who dedicates himself to research. This is instead Deagle.com, a military-industrial intelligence-connected website, which is projecting that the United States population right here in the United States is going to drop from 330 million in 2020 to now 65 million in 2025. That's right. Believe it or not, 65 million in 2025. When we're 330 million today, how are they going to do it? Well, face masks are going to kill us slowly. The shots are killing us faster. And it appears as though Bill Gates is buying up a lot of farmland because they're going to want to put a squeeze on our access to food, and that most of the deaths may result from starvation. Starvation. Now, remember, I'm giving you my educated opinion based upon a lot of research and a lot of years as a professional scholar and engaged in conspiracy investigations where I have been attacked many, many times. But what I'm telling you is the results we've come up with have withstood the test of time. JFK assassination, a conspiracy. We've now identified 8 different shooters. I can tell you the name, rank, and number of 6. I agree with Ole Domegaard on the identification of the 7th. The 9/11 event was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons, and the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. It was conducted and even appears to have originated in the fertile imagination of Bibi Netanyahu, who's right now engaged in slaughtering Palestinians in Gaza, where we all know that from the Zionist point of view, the final solution is to load all the Palestinians aboard a ship, float it out to the sea, and sink it. Well, Bibi's very aggressively going about dispatching Palestinians in Gaza now, even talking about conquering Gaza, absorbing it into the Israel the borders of Israel, where anyone who has studied the shrinkage of land occupied by Palestinians since 1947-48 knows that it's gone from about 90% controlled by Palestinians to less than 10%. That this is a war of aggression being conducted against the Palestinian people, and where I personally am convinced that the reason the media, which is controlled by Israel, went all in for Joe Biden and against Donald Trump, suppressing devastating information such as that contained in the Hunter Biden laptop, so that there would not be a strong American president to oppose the slaughter of the Palestinians that's taking place today. And just to illustrate how completely Israel dominates our mainstream media, I have a panel of 100 executives from CNN. Every one of those 100 executives is a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen. I have another panel of 100 executives from NBC. Every one of those 100 executives from NBC is a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen. I have a third panel from the New York Times. Would you believe? 100 executives from the New York Times, every one of them is a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen. This should be absolutely forbidden. We should not allow a foreign interest to dominate our news media, because they are manipulating the news. They are doing it to benefit themselves. Bibi Netanyahu, around 10 years ago, said America is the golden calf. We are going to suck it dry and turn it into the world's biggest welfare state, because that is what we do with nations that we hate. This is Bibi Netanyahu. We're told Israel is our gallant ally in the Middle East. Don't you believe it? That's nonsense. There are much stronger terms. To put it most exactly, that is bullshit. It's nonsense, rubbish. Israel wants to use and abuse the United States. 9/11 was conducted to create a pseudo pretext to bring American troops into the Middle East to take out the modern Arab states that served as a counterbalance to Israel's domination of the entire region, and eventually to confront the Persian nation of Iran. Get how much Iran is demonized. Let me in on a little secret. Iran has not launched a war of aggression against any other state since 1775. Iran is the most peace-loving nation the world has ever known. Among all the modern states today, Iran is an exemplar of propriety in its conduct with other states. Don't let yourself be told that Iran is conducting terrorist acts. The terrorist acts are being conducted by Israel. They are the past masters of false flag attacks. Even the rockets that are supposed to have been fired from Gaza, I'm convinced, were fired by Israel to justify the provocation, the attacks, the massive attacks and slaughter of the Palestinians. So don't let yourself be played. The Great Reset now really is intended to provide you with a way out. The whole coronavirus has been intended to wipe out the middle class and small businesses and make everyone dependent upon the government for income, except for the giant corporations who are parties to the Great Reset and expect to benefit therefrom. Based upon the Great Reset, the proposal is to pay off your mortgages, your credit cards, your student debt in return for surrendering all of your property and assets. Surrendering, mark my words, surrendering all your property and assets. You're told, and they've even put up propaganda pieces, you know, it's 2030 and I own nothing and I'm happier than I've ever been. Can you imagine anything more absurd than that? Giving up all your property, would that make you happy? No, it would make them happy. And if you agree to a vaccine regimen, which is going to enable them to control your body, mind you, and we have a bizarre result with a fellow who took an AstraZeneca shot, and now he finds everywhere he goes he's connected to AstraZeneca, any electronic device, even in a bar. He walked up to the television at the bar and it switched to AstraZeneca channel. Unbelievable. Because of something put in his body using the shot. If you don't agree to their vaccine regimen, you're going to be consigned to a FEMA camp. Yeah, remember, we have, what, 800 FEMA camps? You wondered what they're for? You're going to put in a FEMA camp as a public health menace. And then if you continue to resist, believe me, your head will separate it from your body by means of guillotines. Guess what? Made in China. Well, there are some who have figured this all out. And there's a movement in Germany. Lawyers and medical experts worldwide say they have all the evidence they need to convict WHO, the World Health Organization, the CDC, PHE, Bill Gates, and world leaders of crimes against humanity. The link to this article is also available on the site for the show today. Legal proceedings have begun worldwide against various authorities, institutions, and world leaders, including the whole CDC, PHE, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and on, for committing COVID fraud, crimes against humanity, and genocide. And every single lawyer and medical expert proceeding with a prosecution say they have evidence they need to ensure convictions. Since July of 2020, the Corona Investigation Committee in Germany has taken testimony from a large number of international scientists and experts. The committee, led by attorney Dr. Rainer Fuhlmisch, have since concluded the following. The Corona crisis must be renamed the Corona scandal. It is the biggest tort case ever, the greatest crime against humanity ever committed. Those responsible must be criminally prosecuted for crimes against humanity, sued for civil damages, deaths. There is no excess mortality in any country. Coronavirus mortality equals the seasonal flu. 94% of deaths in Bergamo were caused by transferring sick patients to nursing homes where they infected old people with weak immune systems. Doctors and hospitals worldwide were paid to declare deceased victims of COVID-19. Autopsies showed fatalities almost all caused by serious pre-existing conditions. Almost all deaths were very old people. Sweden, with no lockdown, and Britain, with a strict lockdown, have comparable disease and mortality statistics. U.S. states, with and without lockdowns, have comparable disease and mortality statistics. Health. Hospitals remain empty. Some face bankruptcy. Populations have T-cell immunity from previous influenza waves. Herd immunity needs only 15 to 25% of the population infection and is already achieved. Only when a person has symptoms can an infection be contagious. Tests. Many scientists call this a PCR test pandemic, not a corona pandemic. Very healthy and non-infectious people may test positive. The likelihood of false positives is 89 to 94% or near certainty. Professor Drosten developed his PCR test from an old SARS virus without ever having seen the real Wuhan virus from China. A PCR test is not based on scientific facts with respect to infections. PCR tests are useless for the detection of infections. A positive PCR test does not mean an infection is present or that an intact virus has been found. Amplification of samples over 35 cycles is unreliable, yet WHO recommends 45 cycles, illegality. The German government lockdown imposed social distancing, mask wearing on the basis of a single opinion. The lockdown was imposed while the virus was already retreating. The lockdowns were based on non-existent infections. Former president of the German Federal Constitutional Court doubted the constitutionality of the corona measures. former UK Supreme Court Judge Lord Sumter concluded there was no factual basis for panic and no legal basis for corona measures. German RKI, the CDC equivalent, recommended no autopsies be performed. Corona measures have no sufficient factual or legal basis, are unconstitutional, and must be repealed immediately. No serious scientist gives any validity to the infamous Niall Ferguson false computer models warning of millions of deaths. Mainstream media completely failed to report the true facts of the so-called pandemic. Democracy is in danger of being replaced by fascist totalitarian models. Drosden of PCR tests, Tedros of WHO, and others have committed crimes against humanity as defined in the International Criminal Code. Politicians can avoid going down with the charlatans and criminals by starting the long overdue public scientific discussion, conspiracy. Politicians and mainstream media deliberately drove populations to panic. Children were calculatedly made to feel responsible for the painful torture death of their parents and grandparents if they do not follow corona rules. The hopeless PCR test is used to create fear and not to diagnose. There can be no talk of a second wave. Injury and damage, evidence of gigantic health and economic damage to populations. Anti-corona measures have killed innumerable people, destroyed countless companies and individuals worldwide. Children are being taken away from their parents. Children are traumatized en masse. Bankruptcies are expected in small and medium-sized businesses. Redress, a class action lawsuit must be filed in the U.S. or Canada, with all affected parties worldwide having the opportunity to join. Companies and self-employed persons must be compensated for damages. These conclusions have been reached thanks to the testimony and evidence submitted by experts in every field of science to the committee, which undeniably proved the COVID-19 pandemic is a planned criminal operation. I'll be right back.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Man of food storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. So such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamol.com. That's theparamol.com.
Spring is here, and so are your allergies. That's why we have quercetin at a 15% discount, available at thepowermall.com. Quercetin, it's a potent antioxidant to support immunity and normal allergen response. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys. Buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. 15% off quercetin this month only at thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
As I have mentioned already, you can find the links to all the stories I've been covering here at the Power Hour website. You can check them out for yourself. Meanwhile, we are opening the lines to anyone who'd like to call in about any of these issues or others as well. The number is 844-769-2944. I repeat, 844-769-2944. I can't believe how appalling it is to read that Governor Newsom is now sending vax checkers door to door. This is outrageous. We have a number of governors across the nation, Andrew Cuomo in New York, this Whitmer in Michigan, and Newsom in California, who are going far beyond their competence and their legal authority to try to induce their populations to be vaccinated when these vaccines are, in the words of Sherry Tenpenny, perfectly designed killing machines, where they claim to have skipped the animal trials, but it turns out they conducted the animal trials, but the animals died. So now we are the subjects of the animal trials. We, the human population, are the guinea pigs. Let me add some further findings. There are other reports that there is something, a phenomenon known as vaccine shedding, that women who have not themselves been vaccinated, but who have been in the company or had contact with persons who were, have suffered miscarriages and blood clots, oddities including double periods during their menstrual cycle, weird stuff. Check it out. Vaccine shedding, causing miscarriages and blood clots in unvaccinated females, that the Pfizer vaccine is killing 40 times more than the COVID-19. And I'm telling you, I have been covering the numbers, and it's shocking, the huge range of maladies. Blindness, strokes, a whole host of issues, one after another, that attend taking these vaccines worldwide. Meanwhile, there's a website called Odometers that keeps statistics on all sorts of issues. Odometers. It's highly reliable. In the early days, I discovered that the number of deaths that being attributed to COVID was minuscule compared to the number of deaths from the seasonal flu, much less the number of deaths from cancer, automobile accidents, or other events. The Odometers was a highly reliable source of information. Here we have some international surveys from odometers. Are you getting the COVID-19 vaccine? Yes, 8.57%. No, 91.43%. So over 90% are not going to get the vaccine. Should masks be mandatory? Yes, 8.81%. No, 91.19%. Over 90% believe the mask should not be mandatory. More. Was government reaction to COVID-19 worse than the virus? Yes, 90.63%. No, 9.37%. Over 90% believe that government's reaction to COVID-19 was worse than the virus. Do you trust the World Health Organization? Yes, 6.57%. No, 93.43%. Over 90%, completely appropriately in my judgment, do not trust the World Health Organization. Do you support lockdowns or military involvement? Yes, 7.06%. No, 92.94%. More than 90% do not support lockdowns or military involvement. Was COVID-19 politicized by the mainstream media? Yes, 94.36%. 94.36%. No, 5.64%. Nearly 95% of the population agrees that the COVID has been politicized by the mainstream media. Now, just think about what all of this means together. Waiting for any callers. If you want to call in, bear in mind that the number is 844-769-2944. Todd will field your call. 844-769-2944. I'm going to play a little video clip. You're going to not be able to see, obviously, but you'll hear of a guy who got AstraZeneca shot, and now he finds he's connected to the internet everywhere he goes. This is bizarre. Listen to this.
I was not feeling so good on Thursday. I had to take the day off.
Does it hurt? Like, what? Is that really what they say it is? Like, on TikTok?
Yeah, it's not. It didn't hurt, but I got a fever and chills and stuff like that. I wasn't feeling good.
No way.
Yeah. And a little bit sore, but now it's good. Now it's good. It's last week. The only problem is that everywhere I go, everything is trying to connect to me, man, like Bluetooth connectivity.
What do you mean?
I got Bluetooth connectivity. I get in the car, my car is trying to connect to me. I go home, my computer is trying to connect. Like, my phone is trying to connect. Like, everything.
How do you know they're trying to connect to you?
Because I keep getting this bloody notification. Check this out. Everywhere I go, I keep getting this notification all the time. It's nuts.
You're with AstraZeneca?
Yeah. So I keep saying, castle. No.
What happens if you connect to it?
No, man, I didn't try it. I'm scared.
Hey, everyone is asking how you're doing.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, man. It's not me that they're asking about. It's you. Are you feeling okay? What about the connectivity?
The connectivity is still there, man. I don't know how to turn it off.
Yeah?
Yeah. Check this out. See that TV over there?
Yeah.
Okay, if I walk up to it, it's going to try and connect to it. Watch this.
That's a car, man. Let me see.
There it is.
What?
Yeah.
Everywhere I get the same message. Is it just
away?
Stevie?
Nope. I walk away. Close the way.
Oh my God. And you don't feel any vibrations in your body? Nothing?
Nothing. All good.
You talk about your weird effects. That's got to be among the most peculiar. Everywhere he goes, he's connected by Bluetooth after having an AstraZeneca shot. Now, let me give you an indication of what I think is going on here. During the course of my professional career, I did a huge amount of research in computer science, artificial intelligence, cognitive science, evolution, and mentality. I have over 24 books in those areas. I founded and solely edited an international journal called Minds and Machines for artificial intelligence, philosophy, and cognitive science. Now, while many of my contributors and even members of my editorial board were proponents of the computational model of the mind, meaning the position that the mind works on the same principles as do digital machines, I myself have been a critic and have been, I believe, successful in demonstrating that it's not possible to take these inanimate machines that are based, classically known as von Neumann machines, based on, you know, strings of zeros and ones or high and low voltage, and turn them into thinking things. The reason is because nothing processed by the computer means anything to the computer. They do mean something to the programmers of the computer, but they mean nothing to the computer. On the contrary, thinking things like human beings, processed not in terms of meaningless marks or strings of zeros and ones or high and low voltage, but rather signs, where signs are things that stand for other things in some respect or other. There are the most brilliant work on signs was done by the great American philosopher Charles S. Peirce, whom in fact I regard as the only great American philosopher. Peirce drew distinctions between three basic kinds of signs. There were icons, which look like, smell like, taste like, or otherwise resemble what they stand for, which therefore will include photographs, statues, paintings, maps, diagrams. You know, when you know the way to correlate, they look like or stand for that for which they stand. Plus, then indices is the second kind of sign, which are where indices are causes or effects of that for which they stand. Thus, ashes are signs of a fire because ashes are effects of a fire. Smoke is a sign of fire. Heat, flames, all indicative of fires. Some signs require expertise to interpret. Thus, you have geological strata, you know, or the circles and the rings of a tree require expert interpretation in terms of their meaning. Or for diseases, say red spots in an elevated temperature, that may, you know, be a sign of having the measles, but it tends to require an expert diagnosis and additional tests. Third kind of sign, symbols. Symbols are merely habitually associated with that for which they stand. Thus, the ordinary languages, English, French, German, and so forth, all of which have words, phrases, or expression that stand for things only by virtue of linguistic habits. So that the word horse, for example, unlike a photograph or a painting of a horse, the word horse does not look like a horse. Or droppings of recent passing of a horse. Watch your step. That may be an effect of the passing of a horse, but the word horse in and of itself is not an effect of the passing of a horse, even if in the context of, say, a horse race, there might be much more discussion about horses. It's all based on symbols, which are merely habitually associated with that for which they stand. Now, from a point of view of evolution, if you look at the earlier species and you find only the most primitive forms of sign utilization until you work your way up through the animal kingdom and into the higher primates, in particular, for example, the mountain gorilla. Mountain gorillas use all three forms, these basic forms of signs, icons, indices, and symbols alike. but other species do not. Now, what distinguishes the human species from, for example, the mountain gorilla is that the use of symbols enables us to deal with locations and situations that are remote in space and time. That means we can anticipate the future. We can plan events out in advance. We can do various kinds of imaginative transportation through space and time. There's an immense liberating aspect developed with a higher level mental functioning of human beings. None of these are things that can be done by machines. Machines are not thinking things. I am convinced that those who want to control humanity have got the message. And what they're trying to do, therefore, is the opposite. They want to turn thinking things into something more like robots that can be easily controlled. We got this guy who had the AstraZeneca shot, and now he's connecting everywhere he goes in terms of a computer. He was in a bar. The TV wasn't even on. It was connecting. He was connecting to AstraZeneca. Very, very bizarre. We have lots of studies now showing we have anecdotal evidence, but I have no doubt that it's well-founded, of a woman who was vaccinated showing a magnet connects to her skin of her arm where she was vaccinated, meaning it has metallic components. Put it on the opposite arm where she was not vaccinated, it falls off. Persons receiving these shots are being told they cannot be subjected to an MRA, that is to say MRI. This is a magnetic resonance imaging. These are the most powerful medical magnets in the world to do brain scans and the like. And I have no doubt it's because the metal in their arms would rip their arms apart, that the injection would be ripped out of their bodies by the powerful magnets. So what we're talking about are all kinds of hazards that are not only receiving no public discussion, but that the mainstream media is actively suppressing, that the social media is censoring. They're deleting, they're giving strikes, they're doing everything they can to suppress you, the American people, from finding out what's going on here. This is the greatest calamity to ever befall the human race, ever, ever. This is a threat to all of humanity. It truly is part and parcel of a movement to take the human species from 8 billion populating the world to 500 million to be dominated by these rich elites. But David Icke, who is just a brilliant iconoclast out of England, was the first to recognize that the whole agenda was to destroy the middle class, to wipe out small businesses. Why? Because that deprives the middle class and small businesses of their opportunity to make money. It makes them dependent upon the state. And now we've reached a situation that's so absurd that Americans are receiving so much money in terms of these stimulus checks. They're making more money staying home than they would make if they went to work. I mean, how outrageous is that? We do have a caller here on the line, David in Iowa. David, join the conversation.
Hi, James. Last couple of weeks, this thing's been running through my mind. I'd like to run it by you and see what you think of it. Say you got a citizen that's walking around and won't take his shot or his jab like a good slave. So the people that have the power will go into the lab, whip up a drone, or maybe the size of a grasshopper or a fly with an injection system in it, and they push the button and send it out to this individual, and his death box, which is his cell phone with the GPS, says, "Here I am, come and get me." The drone lands on the back of this guy's neck, gives him the shot, falls off, disintegrates, mission accomplished, no evidence.
Well, if you're asking, do I think that's feasible, the answer is yes, I do think it's feasible. I'm even getting the impression they want to weaponize mosquitoes so that they can be, you know, mini injectors too. In other words, we're really truly in the fight for our lives. Now, on a large scale, most of us are going to be unable to do anything about it, which is why I regard what's going on in Germany, this wonderful movement led by the attorney, Dr. Rainer Fuhlmich, which you can read about by going to the webpage and checking it out. This is the largest tort or lawsuit, civil lawsuit in world history. But, of course, it's dealing with the greatest threat to humanity the world has ever seen. But as far as your speculation, David, could that be done? In my opinion, the answer is yes, it could be done. And
there's another thing.
Go ahead.
There's another thing. How do we know that there isn't a factory someplace with robots making millions of these drones for everybody in the country, and they can get your GPS and your cell phone and kill you anytime they want to?
David, I wish I could tell you that that's not possible. I'm sorry to say, you raise a very disturbing prospect. I hope it is not happening, but I tell you, those who are out to decimate the world by 7.5 billion. Don't have any scruples. I mean, obviously, these are individuals who are as immoral and corrupt as any humans have ever been in the history of the world. So I put nothing past them. You're raising very disturbing alternatives that I wish I could tell you were not likely. I cannot say they're not likely, and I most assuredly cannot say it's not possible. I think you raise what could well happen too in the course of events. I just want everyone to be very...
It won't happen to me because I don't have a cell phone. They might have to get me some other way.
Yeah, well, I have an old flip phone, and I don't think it has a... But I could be wrong. It might have a GPS in it anyway. But you're right. A lot of technology makes us more vulnerable. It's like the pipeline, you know, the colonial pipeline. It's because it was computerized, controlled, that it was possible to affect it. So there are those who believe that that was a staged, a fake event to promote the Green New Deal, that it would have us abandoning fossil fuels, gasoline engines, and the like, based upon the myth that CO2, carbon dioxide, which we exhale when we breathe, is some kind of environmental hazard. When what happens with CO2 is trees and bushes, plant life around the world converts it into oxygen. In other words, there's a very large segment of the American people that are being played by this myth of global warming. We appear to be going through cycles that are of geological, you know, duration, very long-standing cycles. This is being grossly exaggerated in order to promote what would actually become the devastation of the American economy. David, I didn't mean to cut you off. You want to add more? Okay, thank you, Todd. So we no longer have David. Let me review some key considerations you want to bear in mind as you assess the situation for yourself and what you can or cannot do about it. The SARS-CoV-2 virus has never been isolated. What that means is they cannot possibly have a cure because the virus itself has never been isolated. The vaccines do not cure it, but rather suppress symptoms. Indeed, there are many who are getting the vaccine that remain, you know, capable of transmission if they have the virus. But if you don't have any symptoms, you're not capable of transmitting anyway. Those who are vaccinated, in other words, are not cured and remain capable of transmission. These are not traditional vaccines. which introduce a weak strain. What you have with a bona fide vaccine, and this is a reason why Catherine Austin Fitz is describing these as not as injectables, but not vaccines. Vaccines will introduce a weak strain so that the human body will develop antibodies. These vaccines, in particular the mRNA varieties of Pfizer and Moderna, appear to have the opposite effect, that they actually weaken the human immune system. And as I've mentioned in passing, even appear to be producing prions, which will eat holes in your brain. I mean, I wish I could be delivering more positive news, but based upon my research, these are the facts of the matter. They use mRNA, which performs a feat of gene splicing, and frankly, heretofore, I was not aware it was even possible to change a person's DNA. But apparently that can happen with these mRNA vaccines. The risks of the vaccines are greater than those of the virus. I cannot emphasize that strongly enough. The risks of the vaccines are overwhelmingly greater than any risk posed by the virus. And I encourage you to do research on, you know, damage, reported damage from each of the four major, not just the Pfizer and the Moderna, but the AstraZeneca and the J&J. There are major records of harms being induced by all of them. And remember, you know, virtually all age groups are immune. I mean, this is a virus with a 99.9% survival rate if you do nothing. If you do nothing. Remember, too, they are only authorized on an emergency basis. And I hate to say that as enthusiastic as I am about Donald Trump for having done many good things for America and the country, where the theft of the election was a monstrous deception and a violation of the Constitution and our right to equal representation under the law, he ought not to have been so enthusiastic about vaccinations. Check it out. Check it out. This is one case where your life may depend upon it. Thanks for joining me today.
All heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.